It's episode 205, the Cruise Dudes Podcast.
Welcome to the Cruise Dudes Podcast with your hosts, Tommy Allison and Scott Andrews. We celebrate the cruise vacation lifestyle. Got your passport and cruise card ready? Welcome aboard to our show.
Well, hello, everyone. Merry Christmas Eve to everyone. It's December 24th, 2023.
23, yes, that's correct.
Yep. And we are here back in the Cruise Dude studio with a...
Part two
of Cruising Through the Holidays.
Yes, part two, Cruising Through the Holidays. You're going to have some interviews and everything else.
Yeah. So it's going to be kind of like a, you know, what we call intro, outro, because we have things that we...
Exactly. We might be talking only for about 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's about it.
And everybody's thinking, thank God, just put on the interviews.
Please.
Well, let's get to the interviews. Let's get the intro to the interviews. Yeah, 10 minutes of a ramble.
That sounds good.
All right,
buddy.
Here we go. Oh, wow. You didn't even do like a...
No, I didn't do anything like that.
Must be all fooded out.
I am. We had a wonderful evening with your family.
Oh, yes.
At your house, and we played games, and we ate barbecue with tri-tip ribs.
That's perfect.
Chicken.
Where do we
mac
get,
and cheese.
Where do we get that food from?
Wood Ranch.
Wood Ranch. And they... Well, they do deliver, but picking it up is so... It's so much better. Do you know the store in, is it Cerritos? Where is it? Cerritos, right?
Yeah.
Is that the other one? They were telling me when I was picking up this food, today's orders just for pickup, guess how many?
I would say about 250.
Wow. You're about right. Yeah. Yeah. They said around 250 orders coming
out. So what's kind of neat about this place is that you can cater.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So you can have like for like if you have 500 people or something like that, or 250 people or 100 people, you can cater, have them do it that way. Or you can go and call them up on the phone and say, hey, listen, I want 2 racks of ribs, 2 pounds of tri-tip.
And that's what you get.
Yeah, exactly. And I want chicken breast and, you know, and the mashed potatoes and everything like that. And you know what? It was less expensive. I don't like to say cheaper because I think the word cheap is wrong.
No, we could tell everybody what it was.
It was less expensive.
It was about $240 plus tip, $240. And a lot of people...
Right. And so you just go pick it up.
Right.
And, you know, it's less expensive to go and enjoy it at home than going to have it...
Well, you go to the store.
At the restaurant.
Think about that. You go to the store, you buy it, you buy a tri-tip, you buy ribs, you buy chicken, and then your time, and then making the sauce, all of these things.
Right.
$240. Is that worth it to you? Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
it was way worth it.
Time and everything like that. Yeah. And you know what? How can you go out to dinner?
And then we play some cruise games.
Yep. How can you go out to dinner for $240
right.
for 10 people? So.
Yep, well, definitely. I can tell you how on the Discovery Princess at the your favorite restaurant. Which one is that?
That would be the Crown Grill.
The Crown Grill. Yes, you can.
Yeah, you could.
So, hey, we're getting right into the holiday cruising. Why should you do it? There you go.
So, Scott.
Yeah. Oh, we're getting right into it. Yes.
Yes.
Finish those questions.
Yes. So I have on the last show, I asked you. A question, and you said, "But wait, we'll do it on the next show." All right,
okay.
Scott, all right. You have had me on pins and needles for 2 weeks now.
Cruise tips for holidays.
All right, you said there were two.
There's so many more, but two, food. What we just talked about. I'm glad we talked about it, and then you gave the question. food. Why go anywhere else than on a cruise ship? You don't have to make the food. You don't have to buy the food. You don't have to clean up the food. It's all there for you. And also, we were just talking about catering. The buffet on ships, usually on a holiday cruise, they are the same thing in the buffet. Because a lot of the times,
what, you can't mean fit in everybody main in. Same room.
In the main dining room. They're the same thing. And so if you're getting a table of 30, because there was a lot of groups during this holiday cruise, had 30 people on the ship, they would go to the buffet. And they would get all of their food. And it was actually a little bit faster service than going into the main dining room because of, yes, they are great, but they are also serving 2,000 meals.
Right.
So it's this is something if you're looking for to save on time, on money, all of this, a cruise is the best. And people are like, well, a cruise could cost you $800 a person. All right, let's break down how much that meal would have cost you for the holidays.
Yeah, you're right, because here's the deal. You're not only getting the food, you're also getting the in the price of your fare, your accommodations, the entertainment.
Yes.
If you got the drink package, and you get the drinks inside of it. But still, if you don't get a drink package, you still have coffee, tea. I think they also have a lemonade or something like that.
Right, right.
And a couple of other drinks. Oh, you can have like tomato juice, apple juice, orange juice. So the cost per day, you know, throw out the number $800 times divided by 7. I mean, it's still value. And how can you go and travel and eat and enjoy all the amenities on a cruise ship, from the gym to the basketball courts to the, you know, the live entertainment that happens all over the ship, the games, you can participate in Pilates, you can participate in all the little other classes that they have, and trivia nights, and just goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on.
It does. And that's the thing about, actually, this is pretty ironic that you're bringing up these two questions, because this is what our interviews are about too, is about the food. Raymond, the director of food and beverage.
Beverage or breverage?
Beverage.
Did you have a little too much of holiday cheer last night?
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
But beverage or beverage?
Beverage.
Good.
And what was great about the interview was he described everything we're talking about right now in the interview, about 600 pounds. I mean, tons, pounds, whatever, of turkey.
Well, hey, whoa. Okay. We're going to find out if it's pounds or tons.
Okay. I don't think it would be tons.
I don't think so either.
That would be so much turkey.
Lean the ship to one direction.
But also they have things on the, for a holiday cruise, that like the 360. Now you can buy your way into 360. You don't have to be invited. You have the bistro. Oh, it was so good. But the bistro that was on the ship when I was there has now been converted into the Catch by Rudy. So all of these things you can do while you're on the cruise. So that's my first tip is the food. Go hungry and you'll come back happy. And everybody says, well, you know, you're going to eat so much. Yeah, what do you think the holidays are? You put on your big boy pants. So you
your stretchy
fill,
pants.
Your stretchy pants, because you're going to fill them up anyway on holiday. Why? Might as well do it on a cruise.
I agree.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Okay.
So we have an interview with Raymond.
Yes, we do.
Of the Diamond Princess. And he is the food and beverage director, correct?
Yes.
And do you want to say anything else before we say?
No. You know what? I want everybody to experience this interview like it is. So go ahead and take a listen to it. If you want to see the interview, please go to our YouTube channel. We did we're doing video of all of our interviews now, so you could actually see the interview, or if you want, you could hear it on the podcast. So all of these things you guys can be able to do right now.
Awesome. Awesome.
So let's get to it.
Awesome. Here we go.
Here goes Raymond.
Hey, Cruisers, I'm here with the food and beverage director, Raymond. And before we get started, Raymond, let's do the Duvall handshake.
Oh, we can shake hands here.
But Duvall said you can't shake hands on Princess.
No, we can.
Oh, okay, let's shake hands.
Nice
to see you, too. Well, we are here going, we're going to be talking to you about holiday cruises, especially Thanksgiving. We're going to be covering 360 and maybe some other hidden gems that I just found out. I can't tell you a lot about, but we'll touch on them. So, Raymond, how long have you been with Princess?
Close to 9 years now. 9 wonderful years.
9 years. Yeah. So what ship were you on before Discovery?
I was on Crown Princess, and then I've been pretty much all ships, to be honest, except for Enchanted. So I've been very lucky.
Wow. Wow. That is great, because the Crown, that was the ship class before the Royal.
That's correct, yes.
So then you're jumping onto the Royal.
I am.
The last of the Royal class of Discovery Princess.
Yeah.
So we are so glad that you're here.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Let us get right to it. Turkeys. Let's talk about turkeys. Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You guys have, there's 4,200 children on the Discovery Princess. And I say children because we're all kids. We're all kids. There's like 900, but there's 4,200 of us. So give us the breakdown for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so it is a busy cruise. We have 4,200 guests on board, 800 kids. So a lot of people running around everywhere. We also have 1,200 teammates on board. So that's to help all our guests and kids have a great time for Thanksgiving. A couple of fun facts, you know, for Thanksgiving on the 23rd, we have 670 kilos of turkeys that we're going to be doing on the day.
Wait, 600 and what?
670 kilos.
670 Can you imagine? Kilos, that's one big giant turkey.
That's right.
That is huge. Yeah. I just have to ask, does it take all day to cook those turkeys?
We actually prep for a couple of days prior just to get everything ready to go. But everything is super fresh, and you know, that's a lot of guests, hungry guests that are going to have a great time on that day.
And at least you're going to be opening up that area where the free range turkeys are.
Absolutely.
And now we can start going up there.
Yeah, we've actually got a couple of venues that we can have these turkeys. So you're going to have the World Fresh Market, which is the buffet on Deck 16, mm-hmm. and then all our three main dining rooms. So everyone's catered for.
And that's something that a lot of people don't really realize, is when you come on to any Princess cruise ship, a lot of the meals that are happening in the dining room are actually happening in the buffet, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. So you can have a fine dining experience in the main dining room, or if you want something super quick as well, you can go up to the buffet, or if you are super hungry, you can do both.
That's what I do. Trust me. Yeah. Actually, I'm going to have to probably do that. I'll be contacting you later about what happened.
Yeah, and you'll be 5 kilos heavier when you leave the ship. Trust me.
Yeah, I'll be taking five of those turkeys with me just right here. So what else are we having for turkey? Turkey Day.
We've got a lot of pumpkin items. So we've got pumpkin soup. We've got pumpkin pie, pumpkin gnocchi. All right. There's a lot of cornbread there, corn on the cob. And obviously the headliner, we've got the turkey with the cranberry sauce and the stuffings. So everyone is going to be ready.
Yeah. With the pumpkin martinis.
We can do pumpkin martinis too. And my job actually, unfortunately, is that I have to try everything. I don't know if you say unfortunately, but there's a lot of tasting there. So
I've seen that. I've seen that where they'll have all the meals out. And the crew and everybody will go in and taste that. Does that still happen?
That's right. So I do food tasting as well. So just before we open up the line, I have to taste everything. Someone's got to do it right. Beautiful job. But yeah, there's a food tasting with our executive chef, all our sous chefs and CDPs, just to make sure that the presentation, the taste, the recipes, everything is spot on for when we serve to all our guests.
Wow, that is incredible.
Yeah.
That's a lot of food.
Yeah, and it's a lot of eating.
A lot of eating. And there's one thing, though, I want to just shoot off a little bit to the side real quick. Casual dining.
Yes.
You guys are doing casual dining and specialty dining.
Correct.
And before we get into it, if you are a Princess Plus, you might want to take a look because they did some change up. Mm-hmm. You might have casual dining or you might have specialty. But what I'm really liking and what I really like to see now is when I'm on the Discovery Princess, casual dining is working.
Yes, absolutely.
You go to Gigi's, you go to the sushi place, mm-hmm. or you go to the
Salty Dog.
Salty Dog, mm-hmm. and you don't see all of that food going to waste.
No, absolutely.
And that was a big thing, I think.
I think the good thing on the Discovery at the moment is like we have so many different food outlets that accommodate every different type of nationality. And because we do have numerous outlets around the ship, you don't see that big lineup. You know, you can try everything for a cruise. So we've been really lucky here.
Yeah. So that, I mean, you guys, Princess Premium, that's the one to get.
That's the way to go, honestly.
It really is because you get two specialty dinings.
Correct.
And all of the casual dinings you want.
Yeah, unlimited.
Unlimited. Yeah. You also get the beverages.
Mm-hmm. 15 drinks up to $20. You get the unlimited juice bar, unlimited premier desserts. You get fitness classes. You get reserved seating collection in Princess Theater. You know, there's a lot of good perks with the premier upgrade. So I suggest go that down that line because you really get value for money. You get your money back pretty much in the first 3 days.
So, you do.
Yeah.
And the pictures. You get pictures with
it,
too.
You get a photo package, $120 worth, digital. For me, it covers absolutely everything.
And trust me, while we're talking about food, you could get yourself eating food and get those digital pictures sent away.
Yeah.
So you could remember where those 5 kilos of turkey went.
You can. So, and you can get a hug from Stanley the Bear and still get that on digital camera as
well.
Yes, you
can.
So you're good.
Yes. All right. So let's get back to it. Mm-hmm. So that we just covered Thanksgiving, right?
Yes, we did.
Now, Thanksgiving, you guys do Christmas, you do Easter. Mm-hmm. All of those days is a special meal, correct?
It is, correct.
So when you guys come on and it's a holiday season, they're always going to have something special just for you. So just remember that.
Yeah.
Now, the one I want to talk about, I've already done the winemaker's dinner. That was great with
Camus
Wines. And I love it because you have the chef's table, which they pair food with wine.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the winemakers where they're pairing wine with the food.
Absolutely.
And that is such a treat. You get the risotto and you have the Pinot. Mm-hmm. You have all of these different things and the flavors. And they start exploding in your mouth. Now, take that one step higher to 360.
Yeah, let's talk about 360.
Let's talk about 360. I have a little knowledge of it, but I know you do. So please, let's go. Let's dive right in.
Well, before I talk about it, I actually experienced this just the other day.
Wow.
And I had an idea of what the concept was. And I was very excited to go see this. And, you know, on the Discovery just a few days ago, I was very fortunate to have the chance to do that. And goosebumps. You know,
I honestly had
goosebumps. There were people emotional and crying with this. People were very excited with what they saw. And I don't think they were expecting they had the overview, but they didn't really know what was about to happen in front of them. So I think everyone's going to walk away. For me, this is the highlight of the cruise. This is what you want to go and see. So 360, it's all about touch, taste, feel. It's very interactive. It's entertainment plus. The theme is from Mediterranean cuisine plus the cocktails. And I don't want to give too much away, but you can smell different aromas. You can see a lot of different things on digital screens,
a lot of fireworks.
You know, the cuisine is dead set the best I've ever had. It really went above and beyond what my expectation was. The drinks were beautiful, coming from the Mediterranean theme as well. We take photos. You really feel fine dining at its peak. I love it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to try it. Now, all of these dinners do cost extra. 360 used to be reservation only, and they would invite you to go.
Mm-hmm.
But 360 is now on the Discovery Princess.
Correct.
And I believe one other ship, right? Is it one other ship?
Enchanted.
And you can book 360 now. I believe it's $149.
Correct, yes.
You can do it through the Discovery app
mm-hmm.
or when you get here. But I would do it through the Discovery app. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Princess Discovery. You might want to do it through that.
This is a fairly new concept. And I think now that the word is getting out, I would definitely pre-book because the spots are filling up very quickly. It's 20 seats per session. And we do 2 sessions per day. And they fill up quite quickly. So, yeah, I would definitely recommend that.
You guys have to check that out. So when you're on a Discovery Princess, you have to check out the winemaker's dinner. You have to check. Well, first let's do Monday, chef's table.
Yeah.
Wednesday, winemakers. Friday, 360. Yeah. Really get the whole experience here. And the casual dining. You have Gigi's. You have the salty
dog.
Salty dog for the hamburgers. The sushi. And then you have the specialty restaurants. You have Crown Grill.
Correct.
You have Sabatini's where we are right now. Yeah. And also, I want to talk about that one restaurant.
Yes.
I hear one of my favorite restaurants, a French restaurant that I decided to go for. It's changing.
It is. So it's going from a French restaurant, Le Maire, down to a new concept, which is very exciting. And we're getting rave reviews about. It's called Catch by Rudy, Rudy Soderman. So, yeah, we're very excited to launch this. It's coming very soon. I don't want to give too much away.
Well, we can't because it's going to be showcased here first, correct?
It's already launched on other ships at the moment. Okay. Yeah, we're one of the last ships to get it on board.
Okay.
It's not on every ship. It's selective ships that had our French restaurant earlier. So now we're one of the last ships to get it, and we're very excited to launch this on board Discovery.
This is going to be incredible. So you have a new restaurant. You have 360. You have the winemaker's dinner. You have all of these things to just touch the senses of cruisers. You have everything here. I want to thank you. Did we cover everything? I think we did.
There is a lot to cover there. I think we did, you know, let alone the lounges, the different bar outlets that we've got, good spirits.
Good spirits.
You know,
because you do the good spirits, right?
We do as well. Yeah, that's an entertainment bar for drinks. It's destination-based, so
yes.
We've made different drink concepts based on local produce and stories that where it originated from. This is amazing, and if I'm being a bit biased, they're probably some of the best cocktails that I've had through all the different recipes we do offer on board. So
they are. Trust me, we just did 6 of them for all of you cruisers. They're going to be out there. You're going to be able to see how they make them. You're going to see digitally the menu and the drink itself. So you're going to actually be able to, if you want, make them at home. And remember, this is a destination in a glass. Everything that you're tasting, even with good spirits, I can't even explain it. It's just the spices and everything from these other countries, and they bring all the fruit in. The El Fuego, I think it's called the Fuego.
El Fuego, yeah.
El Fuego.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of heat to it. Oh. San Diego and Fuego.
Oh, yes. The Fuego, it has the peppers. It has the watermelon. Mm-hmm. It has tequila. And it has the black salt around it. These are things that you have to try. But the only way you can try, I would say Princess Premium.
Yeah.
Because then you could get them all.
That's right. And I would definitely suggest my favorite, the Apple's Delight. So
we had the Apple's
Delight. It's beautiful.
Delight.
Yeah, yes, crushed apple, Calvados, Saint-Germain.
Yes.
Amazing.
Or the, what was the vanilla one?
Vanilla Sky.
Producer. Wow, the vanilla Sky. Yeah. You had that one, right?
I'll tell you a fun fact. I actually launched it on Caribbean Princess. Rob Floyd is the creator behind Good Spirits. And a very good friend of mine, and I was at a corporate level back then, and we launched it on Caribbean Princess. We got to try everything there, which was such a tough life. But yeah, it was really fun, and it's nice to see it absolutely in full effect now, and guests love it. So.
Oh, they do. Yeah. They do. When we were filming Good Spirits just right now, people are coming in and saying, well, can we get those right now? And they're unfortunately, because the bartenders, some of them aren't trained. And that's something too. When you go on a Princess cruise ship, there's only a handful of bartenders that can make good spirits.
Yeah.
I believe like 5 to 10 of them. So when they list it on that sheet and it says good spirits, go to it, because they even have a show.
Yeah.
They have a show of how they can make it, and they're going to make your special drinks just for you then.
Done. Yeah. So you've got a lot to visit, everyone. Yes. So make sure you try everything out. Honestly, Discovery Princess has so many different unique experiences. You're going to have to fit it in. You can be as relaxed as you want or go. But honestly, please see everything because that's going to make the best cruise of your lifetime. And you're definitely going to want to come back and try again. So.
And like he said, you want to fit it in and go. Because you have to. Go. Come to the Discovery Princess. Until next time, everyone. Thank you so much.
Nice, thank you.
We're shaking hands, Duvall. Did you see that?
Duvall, just for you.
Just for you, Duvall. Have a good one.
Bye, everyone.
Well, that was enjoyable. I learned a lot.
Oh, yeah. What does that sound?
That's my wife making Chex Mix.
So we have the, it was a food interview anyway, so that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm listening going, okay, is that my mic?
No.
Okay. All right. So I loved the interview. Didn't you love it? I mean, you learned everything about, and this.
There's a lot of work involved in what he does.
Yes. And what's great about this is when you listen to him, he was so nervous about, oh my gosh, this is my first interview. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know what's going to happen. He really was a professional and still is a professional on how he just told us all about everything he could. Because there's a lot of things on Discovery Princess that are going to be happening in the future, as he alluded to, but you just can't say right now.
I'm excited.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
I'm excited. Yes. And we have an upcoming cruise on the Discovery Princess in April, our solar eclipse cruise. And so looking forward to, hopefully I'll see him.
Yeah, you'll see Raymond and then you can wave to me because we're going to do
that. You're going to be on the panorama.
Panorama, same time. We're going to do a podcast for everybody. I'm going to be on the panorama. You're going to be on the Discovery Princess and we're going to do a split type of thing.
Simulcast. We'll try.
Well, yeah. And we'll do a video you can see who will be dark first. That would be kind of cool.
All right.
That would be cool, wouldn't it? Yeah, all of a sudden I'll tell you,
if we're only like one or two ships away from each other, we'll both be dark at the same time.
Wouldn't that be great? We're doing the podcast going, uh-oh, it's getting dark.
It's getting darker. It's getting darker.
It's darker. Coming for you.
All right.
Okay, so you want to know
We have another. See, sorry about that, guys.
Wow, and it's always me.
I know.
It's Tom this time.
Go ahead. We have another special interview. Go ahead. Introduce it.
Well, this brings it to the second question.
Second answer to the question.
And this is what happens when you tell
you have a little bit too much holiday cheer.
You had too much holiday cheer. Okay. The second one is the entertainment. What can you do on the ship? You have the excursions that you could plan and you can go and do, but it's the cruise director that makes everything happen. And on a holiday cruise, there's different things that are happening on this cruise ship. And this interview with Duvall, he loves to say the five things that you need to know before you go on your cruise. And during this cruise, he covers it all. He covered the five things. I don't know if we got to the five things because I did do a little prelude into the, what is that one show that you love to see?
The Yes and No Show?
Yes and No Show.
Yes and No or Yes or No?
I have no idea.
Okay, we'll find out.
But I did that. You guys can hear it during the interview. But again, you have to see.
It's very cute. It's very good.
On that, if you want to see the attempt for the game show, the 3-minute game show, go to our TikTok and the full ones there. Or if you want to see the interview you want to see the interview, go to our YouTube channel and it's there.
Yeah, please go to the YouTube channel. Scott's been working very hard on it.
Not really on the YouTube, but I'm going to get
good.
There.
You're
I'm going to get
you're
there.
You're doing great.
I'm focusing
doing
on great. The other, but it's coming.
All right. So.
Here's the five things from Duvall.
Duvall Gamble, cruise director of the Discovery Princess. I like that.
Hey guys, all you cruisers out there, I'm with Duvall from the Discovery Princess, the one and only cruise director. Let's shake hands. I heard about that shake.
Yeah, it's a good handshake. It's how they do it in business meetings.
So that's what we're going to be doing now.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you for having me on here.
Oh, no. Thank you. You've been with the Discovery Princess for a couple of months. I don't even know how long.
I've been with Discovery Princess since the Discovery Princess launched.
Really?
I was the inaugural cruise director on Discovery Princess.
And you're still... Wow.
Yeah, I'm here.
Wow. Well, I'm hearing some bigger things down the road then. If you're on this one, we'll just leave it at that. I cannot
confirm nor deny anything that you may or may not have heard about anything or anything.
Oh, so it's my opinion only. And if it's my opinion...
It's what matters.
That's all it matters. Love it, love it. So we are here and we're going to talk all about the Discovery Princess because that's what you're on right now.
Yep.
And for the future, for some time, you got to come check it out. He does these great dance things. But Duvall has this way of letting all cruisers know what's going on, and it only takes this.
That's right. Every morning on my wake show, I talk about the five things you want to do for the day. Right now, we'll talk about the five things that cruisers need to know before they come on board Discovery Princess.
Oh, what do they need to know?
Okay, well, number one. You got to hold up the one finger. Number one.
Number one.
Number one is the pool deck. Up on the top deck, open the open air, there's a couple different ooles. We have a midship ool. There's like two midship ools. There's an ool in the back, like an infinity ool. We have a retreat ool, which is adults only. And on Discovery Princess, we have ools and not pools because there's no pee in them.
That is true.
Yep.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, there's quite a few of them on deck number 16.
But we do have 4,200 kids on board. Today, this cruise, we're all kids, aren't we?
That's right. This is a younger cruise than what we are used to. There's a lot of tiny humans running around.
A lot of tiny humans. Close to about 900.
Yeah.
But with the parents, 42.
Yep. 42. Yeah. So with that, there is like a great youth center, which we're going to talk about in a bit. That's my number two. But number one is up on the top deck. So there are deck parties that we're going to be having up there. We have a great 80s deck party. So feel free to bring your mullets. You know, feel free to wear the tackiest clothes that you can. Because that's all the 80s was about. It's all about tack. Loud music and a little bit of tack in this. But it worked ever so greatly to become one of the most iconic decades, period.
Yes,
it is. So we have the 80s deck party. And then there's also games we'll be having up on the top deck, live music, the Sail Away celebrations, always blast. You were dancing hard.
Dancing hardcore. I'm going to be showing everybody that one. I was dancing.
Yeah, it was great to not watch
exactly.
You do that. but nonetheless, the open deck, it's great. Especially like right now we're doing the Mexican itinerary. Mexican Riviera, going to Cabo San Lucas, Puerto Vallarta. So the weather is pretty nice outside. You can go outside, get tan and crispy, and enjoy.
Yes. I mean, I love the weather here. It's raining in California, and it's sunny here.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes. And so while you're relaxing, yes, I'm at the pool. Sometimes there are quite a few kids running around, which is perfectly fine. They get to vacation as well. But you don't see as many as you usually would because we have the youth center. That's my number two. The youth center. We have three different rooms catering from ages 3 up to 17. Three different rooms. And they have plenty of things to keep them entertained. Our youth staff are second to none. Great activities like a bungee jumping off the smokestack.
I've tried that one before. I think my daughter did that one. That was a good one.
It's great. They're snorkeling by the propellers.
Exactly.
You know, just the usual
fishing
stuff.
Off the side.
Kids love that kind of thing.
Exactly.
But they do have loads of youth counselors, especially when we have younger and more of the younger kids on board. We have more youth staff that come on board. So if it's kind of like off season where people are in school, then there's not as many kids on board. We have a certain number of youth staff. But when there's lows, like when there's holidays going on, we have plenty on board to keep the kids occupied.
And they're certified, right? They're all certified
absolutely.
Staff.
Absolutely. They're great. They're patient. That more than anything else, they are patient, which is probably the most important thing. The patience.
I believe it. My two have flown the coop.
Yeah.
They are already gone, and I don't have patience anymore.
So I have a 7-year-old.
Oh, you do?
He's on board with me cruising this week. And I asked him when we were FaceTiming. I was like, so what do you want to do when you come on board? You're coming all the way here. Yeah. We live in St. Louis. You're coming all the way from the middle of the country out to California. What do you want to do on the ship? And he said, I want to register for the youth center.
That's right. That's right.
And I went, hold on, you coming all the way here to my ship and you don't even want to see me? He's like, I want to see the kids.
Yes.
So, yeah, so the youth center, they're doing something
and
right.
They now have a curfew. When my kids were here, they did not have a curfew. Wow. But I think it's 12 or 1 o'clock now, right? For all the kids?
For kids, as long as they're not causing a ruckus. And there are certain places that they can and cannot go.
That's what I mean. There's certain places.
Yes, yeah. There are certain venues that they are allowed to, some that they are not. Okay. But we'll just have them come on board. We got some good stuff for them. And even like just the regular activities that happen during the day are family friendly.
Yeah.
Like we'll be having like Mario Kart competitions that open to everyone. You know, so there aren't necessarily only things for kids in the youth center. They get to enjoy the cruise all the cruise long.
And,
everywhere.
And the youth center, they have PlayStations. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they might switch them out. I know. I remember seeing PlayStations. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing board games.
Yep.
I remember seeing foosball.
Yep, there's arts and crafts
arts
as
and
well.
Crafts. Pizza parties.
Pizza
parties.
Yeah.
All of these things.
We're having a family dance party, so yeah. We're opening the nightclub to adults and kids, so parents can bring their kids and dance with them. Like, it's a great moment.
Do you guys still throw the egg?
We are doing the egg drop challenge. Yes.
Now that is fun. That's fun with the parents, too, because mm-hmm. I think the parents get involved and they can help them build it, and they drop the egg, and the discovery is very big.
Yep.
From the top, and they drop it all the way to the ground.
Yeah, it's a little more embarrassing for some people than they care to admit.
Yes, yes. I mean,
yeah, I made a device one time. It was called the Streaker.
Yep.
There's very little to it. Yeah.
You just dropped it.
I just drop it. Yeah, it's called the Streaker. But number two, though, my number two is the youth center and all the great activities that they offer to the youth.
Right.
My number three are the alternatively, if you are, you know, interested in hanging out with the kids, that's perfectly great. Sometimes you don't want to hang out with your kids when you're on board. So we have plenty of bars.
Oh.
Plenty of bars on board.
More than 10, right?
We have quite a few. Actually, my favorite bar, there are actually two of them. They're right near each other. One is the Crooner's Bar, where we have the Crooner's Pianist. He plays music all throughout the evening. He tells jokes. He's very, very nice. Liam Stewart is his name currently. But our Crooner's Pianists, they switch out throughout the few months that they are on board. Liam is on board right now. He's very, very dry humor, very funny. He's even going to do a show in the theater for us as well, because he has such a big following that the Crooner's Bar is sometimes too small for him.
So you're moving him over.
He's getting the big stage. Yeah. So the Crooner's Bar is one of them. It's a martini bar. Loads of martinis you can try there. And then, that's right off the side of the piazza. On the other side of the piazza is the Good Spirits Bar.
Oh,
Good Spirits
yes.
at Sea.
Oh, yes. We just did a whole bunch of videos on that. I had 6 drinks lined up.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite drink?
I
have a favorite one.
My favorite one is the keep on screwing that one up. The Fiego.
It's called the
You know why it's the Fiego? Because it's so hot. That one is
the Sentinel in Fuego.
The
Sentinel in Fuego.
The Sentinel in Fuego.
Yes, because it has the watermelon cubes in it.
Yes.
Then it's got salt around the rim.
And then
it's got serrano peppers.
Yes.
Yes, that's my favorite drink.
That's the best one, isn't it?
My favorite drink.
I wish they would make a big one out of that. Can you picture that?
In a
sippy cup.
In a sippy cup. You get it to go. Just
That's it. What are you doing? Nothing.
As your mouth is on fire. It's such a flavor profile. Like,
it is.
Those three different...
And the watermelon, the cubes infuse with it. Anybody listening, we always talk about it, but get more watermelon cubes in it. Let it infuse.
Yeah, like I said, sangria.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like a, yeah. Like, yeah. Like, you eat all the fruit afterwards.
You don't need the ice. Just say, forget the ice. Just...
Yeah, give me some of them cold watermelon cubes.
Yeah, because they're so
cold.
Yeah. Can you picture if they're like ice?
Man, I'm going to make a note. I'm going to make a note. That's a good idea.
Ice cube. Instead of ice cubes, watermelon.
And then they infuse.
Okay.
Right. Okay, we're going to talk about this later.
Rob, if you're listening.
Yeah, we're going to drink about this later,
yes,
okay?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. But that's number three, the bars on board. Number four, something near and dear to my heart, which are the game shows on board.
Yes, there's so many game shows. You're like... on fire with these game shows.
I love game shows because the energy is so different in the room than if you were watching a game show on television.
Yes.
Like, for example, we have the Deal or No Deal game show.
Deal.
Much like you would see. No deal.
Deal.
No deal.
Has anybody ever won with you?
Yeah.
They have.
$1,000? Yes. Absolutely.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Yeah, really? It's happened multiple times.
Wow.
The most recent time was a girl. She like just graduated college. We're talking about her student loans, and the highest amount was $1,000. Then it was, I believe, $400, and then $350 are like the highest three.
Yeah.
She was down to her last two cases, which was $350 and $1,000. And the banker offered her like $481, and she was like, nah, I don't want that, and said, no deal. And from the beginning, again, she was like, I'm going with my gut. Case number 13, I'm going with my gut. I'm like, all right. And then she had the $1,000 and freaked out. Her dad ran on stage.
Wow. Wow.
Like, it's on YouTube, actually.
I'm going to have to see
that. And it was there. He was filming it. And then the $1,000 opened up and the camera started shaking violently.
That's him running.
That was him running. It's great. But like I said, like deal or no deal,
yeah.
The energy's different in the room. If you're watching it on TV, you'd be like, oh, yeah, you should take that deal. That's a lot of money. You should have taken that. Yeah, you should have taken that. But if you're in the room, it's like, take the deal. What are you doing? Take the deal. There's so much money. Take the deal. So the energy's a bit different.
And it's in the theater, too.
It's in the theater.
So you have a lot of people going, take the deal.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, the theater can get full of people. It is so much fun. But that's just one of the game shows that we have, one of the big game shows. Also, we have like great cruise ship classics like the Marriage Match game show, seeing how well a few couples know each other.
I will not do that one. I'm sorry, producer. Will not do that one. I like to be married. I know where my door key is.
Yeah.
Not going to do that.
Yeah, there's been quite a few men who have slept in a lifeboat after they messed up on Marriage Match Game Show.
Yeah.
Wiser heads. But then also we have things like the Yes No Game Show.
Yes.
Maybe. You can say maybe.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes No Game Show. You can't say yes or no for 3 minutes.
I think I could do it.
You think you could?
Wow.
You know what? You want to try it? Can we try it? Can we try it? Okay. We're gonna see if
here
you
we
can
go.
Do it. Okay. All right. Here we go. 3 minutes on the clock. You can't say yes or no. You can't say uh-huh or uh-uh. You can't nod your head or shake your head, which, I mean, if, you know, you feel free to hold on to your head. It's perfectly fine. You can't say it in any foreign language and stuff. We want to have a regular conversation, okay? Those are the rules. Let's see if you got it. Here we go. Your time starts now. So tell me your name.
What?
Your name.
Scott.
It's with two T's?
Could be.
I mean, if you don't know, who should I ask?
Wife.
Your wife is the producer, right?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Who's your other producer?
Sun.
Like S-U-N. There's the sun.
My son.
I feel like you're about to pop.
Could be.
And so what do you do for a living?
Teacher.
What do you teach?
P.E.
Oh, what made you want to be a teacher?
Easy.
Being a PE teacher is easy?
Only 700 kids. It's good.
700 kids regularly?
Per day.
700 kids a day?
Sometimes.
I feel like you're going to explode. I love this. You're turning so red. It's perfect. All right. So 700 kids. Do you have any kids yourself?
Many.
How many is many? How many kids do you have?
Thinking two.
Okay, do you have to think hard about the two mini kids that you have?
Possibly.
So what are your kids' names? We'll go over there. What are your kids' names?
Dylan, Brian.
Which one's older?
Brian.
Brian by how old? How old is Brian?
20s.
20s.
Three.
Three 20s?
23.
I'm like 320s. He's 60 years old.
Thinking hard.
Yeah, and you're sweating from your kneecaps, which
very
is
very hard.
Gotcha. And the other one is how old?
20.
No 20s.
Just 20.
20. Period. Okay.
Head getting hard to hold.
Because you're a gesticulator. You're a gesticulator.
Oh, I wanted to do that.
You're doing great. You're almost out of time. Almost time. So, have you played this game show before?
Watched.
You've watched it many times?
Some.
Sometimes. Is that your favorite game show to watch? He almost said it. He almost said it. He went out of there. Okay.
Wow.
So, what is your favorite cruise ship game show?
Deal, No Deal.
Yes! There it is! Oh! Two, oh, one! And that is it!
What was it?
That was it, dude. That's time right now. Time right now.
So was that good?
You lasted. So it would be 3 minutes and 58 seconds you lasted without saying yes or no.
3 minutes and 58 seconds?
2 minutes and 58 seconds. If you would have hit that 3 minutes, that would have been it.
So it is hard. I was like,
wow.
I mean, I was there. Wow. I was focused.
Wow.
Okay.
Either way, so you would not have won, but...
No.
It is doable. It is doable.
No, it is doable.
If you would have hiccuped, then you would have made the full 3 minutes.
I should have just said, whoa.
You should, the entire...
Just, whoa.
Just very surfing, but just whoa. But either way...
No, because you'd say, whoa, whoa. Oh, you're out.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa. Either way, game shows on board. Loads of game shows. That's just a couple of the many that you get to enjoy. I like to have a game show every night. And I don't like just necessarily things that just people watch, but also things that people are getting involved into. So that's your number 4, the game shows. And number 5, your last one, is the shows in the theater.
Yes, the theater.
Big shows in the theater. So we have on board a resident magician. He does a grand illusion show, a big Vegas-style magic show.
Okay, when is this?
It happens just about every cruise.
Okay.
Every cruise, because it's great big props and things. So yeah. We keep it all on stage, because there are some huge things that happen in this show. Like, things are, like, disappearing and poofing and just all over the stage. It's a great show. Also, a close-up magic show you get to enjoy while you're on board. There are, of course, comedians.
Yes.
We like to have the comedians usually on the first night and then later on in the cruise as well. There are big shows with singers and dancers.
Yep.
Like, for example, on our ship, we have rock opera.
Oh, I've seen that one. That one's a great show.
One of the highest rated shows in the fleet. It is a perfect blend of opera music, rock music, pop music, and outstanding dancing.
Yes.
That's one of the shows with our resident singers and dancers. And we even fly on a rock tenor for the show.
Okay, I'm going to have to come see that. That you actually fly them on
specifically for rock opera.
That would be incredible. Okay.
It's great. It's a great show. And then another production show we have is Spotlight Bar. And Spotlight Bar is currently the newest show in the fleet. And we turn the Princess Theater into the neighborhood bar, and you find out about all the characters through song and dance. And it's a very dance-heavy show. Spotlight Bar is more of a dance feature, when rock opera is more of a vocal feature.
Okay.
So if you like good singing, then rock opera you'll enjoy so much. If you love some good dancing, then Spotlight Bar will wow you. It's got it all. It's got Latin dancing. It's got hip-hop. It's got contemporary. It has tap dance. It has country line dancing in it. It is great.
I remember seeing that the last time I was on the Discovery Princess. It's a great show, guys. You have to come see it. I mean, I saw, I think, both productions. One was at 7:30 and one was like at 9. And you think to yourself, it's going to be the same, but it's not. It's not, because it's the dancing. And when you start watching the characters and they're starting to dance, it brings you back to, like, my generation of Piano Man. Or that type of atmosphere where everybody's coming into a bar and they're friends.
Yeah.
You know, and you could actually see these characters evolve through dance. It's a great production.
Each character almost gets their own kind of like backstory, almost like a fantasy of what's going on in their heads. And you get to see that. And like the spotlight is on them. That's why it's Spotlight Bar.
It is great. It is great. Man, I am exhausted just from 3 minutes.
Wow. Yes, no game show. Ain't no joke, man.
I'm glad I wasn't on stage. You would have made me bust up within 30 seconds.
Man, you were so great. You got so close.
It's the head. Just keep that head.
Because when you're talking, you want to move your head up.
You want to move up. And I mean, I was like,
Do you know who does the best at that?
Who?
Kids.
Really?
Kids do so good at the yes-no game show. Because adults, we're programmed to answer the questions that's being asked of us.
Yeah.
Oh, you're doing good? Yeah, I'm doing great. Like, we're programmed to ask kids. They ain't programmed to do nothing.
Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't it be great to put an adult and a kid at the same time and see if... Okay, we're going to have this game show. Oh, father, son, father, daughter, mother, son. We're going to put you on. Let's see who can last 3 minutes.
We've had a father come up and then his son come up after that. And the father lasted maybe 20 seconds. The son came up afterwards and the son is 5 years old. You know, I'm like, you know what? And I didn't say anything for 25 seconds just so the kid beat his dad. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is being recorded. Hopefully they're not watching.
I mean, it happened on accident.
Accident.
Man, because I forgot English.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you, Duvall.
Thank you for having me.
Handshake. All right. Until next time, everyone, remember, Discovery Princess, come check out Duvall. He runs a great ship. Again, he is the captain.
Don't let me steer.
Wouldn't that be great?
There's no, Duvall it would not top. Be great.
Have Duvall up on top doing this. All right, guys. Until next time, keep on cruising. Have a good one.
Three, outro. Three, two, one.
So what did you think? Ooh, do the Duvall handshake. Because that's in business meetings. I told you. I honestly think Duvall I made awesome. 3 minutes. I think he just looked and he said, no, you were a few seconds. I think I did
it. I think you did it too. I think he's just trying to keep you in the lurch.
It was so hard.
It is hard.
If anybody goes and tries this, try it. And let us know. Let us know. What do you think? Did I make it? Do you think Duvall is the producer and everybody loses? What do you think?
I think he has a watch that's a little bit faster.
I think slower.
Or slower. Yeah, I think it's slower. It probably doesn't wind the watch.
It was on C time.
Yeah, right. That's right.
But we had
You had a good time.
Oh, I had such a blast doing both of these interviews with these two professionals that are on the Discovery Princess. And before you go, take a listen to these two. They'll tell you everything you need to know and book your cruise.
I think that's a great idea.
Is it time?
You know what? Yes, it is.
It is time. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to go back on to the Discovery Princess. I'm going to be going during spring break. You're going in April, right?
Yes,
oh, my gosh.
Sir.
I'm going before you. I'm going in March.
There you go.
That was just one of those spontaneous, I'm not even going to be doing the show. I am just going to go and enjoy myself on the Discovery Princess and not have to worry about anything.
With you or are you going by yourself or with your first mate?
Oh, I'm going with my first mate. Of course.
Oh, good.
Of course. I'm going to have my good spirits. I'm going to have my martinis. I'm going to have my Bugsby martini. Ooh, that is so good. I'm going to have my buffets, my dining room experiences, my magic shows, everything I am going to do, just like you. I just won't have an eclipse. I won't black out.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Well, everyone, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yes. Happy holidays.
And
I am Scott.
I'm Tommy. We're the Cruise Dudes.
Until next time, everyone.
Have a good one.
Keep on cruising.